And now to District 3, which is Spokane's Northwest District. We start with the incumbent, Candace Mumm. She's seeking her second term. What in the last 4 years are you most proud of?
I think I should probably focus on what I hear the most about, and that really is the crosswalk ordinance. Before I came on, crosswalks had they were placed in places where there was maybe a lot of crashes or injuries, or maybe somebody had complained. There wasn't a lot of policy around where do we want people to walk? Where do we need to focus on safety? And so once we implemented the crosswalk ordinance, I hope people have been seeing new crosswalks coming into play when we do replace our streets near schools, near parks, near business centers, near areas that have a lot of safety issues. I think you've been seeing some of our Hawk lights go in. Lots of positive feedback on that.
We had the lights around the schools?
Hawk lights, which is an acronym, is H-A-W-K. It is the kind of light where you push a button and it runs along the street. It brightly lights up both lanes and everyone goes, oh, someone's going to walk. So the ones near the schools are the flashing school ones saying school's in session, students walk by. So it's a little bit different. But the crosswalk ordinance now sets policy for when we do repair a street near these high traffic areas, we will analyze it and find the best place to put crosswalks in, and I've been getting lots of positive feedback on that.
So there's one on Hamilton by Gonzaga University,
yes,
correct?
Yes, and some new ones went in over by Cannon Park. There's a lot of kids that use that splash pad or use the water facility there, and now it has what's called a pedestrian island. So instead of kids having to dash across four lanes, the neighborhood brought this to our attention, and now we have a place where they can cross halfway, safely stand there and wait till the other traffic goes by and then get to the park. And this has really worked hand in hand with our neighborhoods. I'm on the team that does the recommendations for implementing the traffic calming and red light camera and school radar camera funds. And we work with our neighborhoods to sort of tell us where they think the problem areas are. They know their neighborhoods best and can give us their ideas. Plus we look at crash data, of course, or accident data. And what we're finding is the neighborhoods give good applications and we work with them and then we work through a process to make sure that those funds are used in all areas of the city.
So you have one or two other areas that you feel good about?
Well, I'm excited about a couple things.
Okay.
We have some things coming on. You know, I used to be on the Plan Commission, and I served on the Plan Commission for 10 years as a volunteer and worked my way up to being elected president for a couple of years. And what really is exciting to see is all that work on the comprehensive plan that the citizens did now coming through on some of these neighborhood plans. So I'm excited to see the two neighborhoods come together, Northwest Neighborhood and the Audubon Downriver Neighborhood come together to work on a new plan for Shadle Center. Not necessarily just inside Shadle Center, but what happens around it. We've got Shadle High, Glover, other schools in the area. We've got transit moving through, and that's a great shopping center. It's very busy, but boy, we could really help out in making it safer to walk and bike and park. And what can we do to support, you know, when people are going to the baseball game at Shadle, let's see what we can do to make it a little safer there in the library as well. So I'm excited to work on that. We had a great outcome over at SFCC, really some great stakeholders that we pulled together. I worked with President Gullickson from Spokane Falls Community College, and she worked with the developers and Spokane Transit Authority and the neighborhood and some private consulting firms that did a new design for Spokane Falls Community College to have a transit center on their campus, which pulls the buses off of Government Way. There had been some injuries of students running across, you know, either trying to catch the bus or just to parking or whatever, and there had been some injuries, which really raised a red flag for me. And then we worked with the developer as well, who owns that bluff, and came up with this great design to pull those buses off the street and then create some retail, because I don't know if you've been out there lately, but you can't buy a sandwich. You can't buy a cup of coffee unless you park and go on campus. There's a lot of people who live out there. There's Mukagawa. There's a preschool. There's some private schools as well as what's been built up there at River Run. And then the new apartments the Catholic Charities is putting in there and the nursing school and you know, tons of stuff.
So where's the retail going to be?
Along Government Way. And then into, it hasn't been rezoned, but it's just a plan right now. But it is moving forward because there was some funding that came through for the brand new, they're doing a renovation of the sports center there for Spokane Falls Community College. So I'm excited about that area of town and creating that walkable, shoppable recreation area to link down to the new Three Sisters property there along the river and that expansion. I really like seeing that part of town having some of the great amenities that we have down here, downtown along the river. So excited about those things and that planning piece. Again, having the Northwest side getting their fair share of attention for improving those areas that a lot of people use.
Candace Mumm is the incumbent seeking a second term for the Northwest Spokane City Council seat that is up for election this year. Her opponents are Brian Burrow and Matthew Howes. Howes initially agreed to an interview but didn't respond to follow-up emails to schedule it. Burrow didn't respond to our request at all. Washington's primary election is August 1st. The ballots have been mailed. You can hear our full candidate interviews at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Go to the Inland Journal page. We expect to have more City Council candidate interviews on the program next week. Inland Journal is heard every Thursday here at 5 p.m. Thanks for joining us. I'm Doug Nadvornik.